And welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. And podcasts, first hour, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcasts are also archived on the station site, 1360KHNC.com. To the Present Truth. Well, I'm going to begin today with Joseph Biden. He's the right now the center of headlines, headline news, international. His cognitive abilities. This came out of the Daily Mail. Today, out of Europe, top neurologist makes bombshell claim that Biden, he's 81, definitely has Parkinson's disease and reveals the common symptoms he is displaying. And Dr. Tom Pitts states that I could have diagnosed him from across the mall. So this is a top neurologist. Now this White House press secretary, she's been targeted for her lies, stating there has been no extra screenings of President Biden or imposter Biden. The according to her, she's only seen, the doctor's only seen the president, what, three times in, I don't know how many, half a year or a year? Whereas the truth is there have been eight visits by a neurologist to the White House once every month for the last 8 months. So this leading neurologist said that it's a fact. President Biden suffers from a degenerative brain condition. He could diagnose him from across the mall. Tom Pitts, a New York-based specialist, appeared on NBC to give his devastating take on the president's neurological health. In the wake of several notable gaffes, culminating in a disastrous debate against Donald Trump at the end of June, he stumbled in answering questions, trailing off, and appearing unfocused. And all this has been after years of allegations of ill health, not just mental problems, but balance, falling down or falling upstairs. This is why Jill had to walk him off the debate stage. The steps were purposely about a 4-inch step so he can more shuffle down off the stage than step down. And again, Jill had him and basically tugged on him to get him to move with her in step down those steps. At the bottom of the steps, there was a, from a camera that was back behind the main cameras, you could see a gentleman or an individual, a fairly good-sized individual, step toward the bottom side of those, the terrace, just in case Joe should take a head-on dive for the floor. Going on with the article, this was out of Daily Mail. This was today's Daily Mail, dailymail.com. Dr. Pitt said his motor symptoms are degenerating. He has Parkinsonisms. He said that is a fact. He has degeneration of the brain. He says, you show me the MRI, and then the MRI will prove that he does have it. Put your money where your mouth is. He definitely has it. And Parkinsonisms is an umbrella term for degenerative brain conditions, including Parkinson's. Eventually, you have to bring in the term Alzheimer's and sundowners. It appears that according to Biden, the best time of the day for him is between 10 and 4. After 4 in the evening, he loses his energy, focus. And he also, this neurologist is stating that it's probably worse than what is being reported, what's already feared. The leaders of the nations, this is disturbing to them, not because they don't care about Joe. They don't care. They don't love him. There's no love loss with this individual. So they don't, they're not concerned about Joe. Their focus is on, okay, who is going to be the person to fill the void, the vacuum? Presently, I hear that great sucking sound. There is going to be a vacuum. There is going to be a position vacant. I was thinking, you know, with many of the mainstream media personalities, they like Joe. Whoever's in power, they gravitate to whoever's in power. Because he's president, they gravitate to him still. Scarborough and his communist wife, and he's a socialist, she's a communist, in my view. So socialism and communism, you put the two together and you have fascism.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers.
I'm going to begin.
And do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
So, okay. I'm going to continue. In just a second, I'll hold and I'll continue in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Okay. Little tech difficulty. We're back. With Scarborough and his wife, I was just saying that you have, she's a communist, he's a socialist. Together they're giving birth to fascism. The three together means lies. Well, they're backing whoever's in power, which is by Biden, but when the power shifts, they will back whoever, even if it's Trump. That's what they do. They're like T cells. They pick up whatever they fill in wherever they're needed. Now, with the vacuum that is coming, it's not will it, it will come. And the Democrat Party presently is divided. There's talk now that the Biden people are saying that it is the Obama people that are trying to move in and sweep the Democrat Party and control it. Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. What we're witnessing is the beginning of the destruction of the Democrat Party. There soon will be no Democrat Party. There will be no Republican Party. There will be just a simple word, which has great meaning, dictatorship, with a semblance of some kind of a republic. The Democrats are now, there's a war for the people that were supporting him, and then the Biden people that have been given positions. Biden's cabinet is pretty much behind Biden 100% presently. But I think they're going to begin to deviate, to change. They're going to jump ship. Outside the boundaries of the U.S., Canada, Mexico, all of the other nations of the world are now really focused on our election season. They're focused on what has developed here with Biden's health, his mental health, his physical health, with the power struggle that we're viewing in the Democrat Party. James Carville comes out, said that two people need to come to the forefront to pick the eight possible candidates, Obama and Clinton, Bill Clinton. These two need to basically make the decision as to who these candidates are going to be. Why Obama? Why Clinton? Because they are the caretakers of the power structure, the Democrat power structure in this country. They don't mention that there's a third party. Hildebeest. Don't think that she is not involved in what is happening in the Democrat Party. She's right there with Bill Carville. I'm pretty sure she's had a talk with him. You cannot, or you shouldn't, you should be careful. She's never out of the picture. The only way that she'll be removed from the picture is the Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper comes for all of those who serve the devil. And the Blessed rest comes to those that serve God. The nations of the world are very concerned because their plans, outside of the multipolar world group of nations, those nations are moving forward with their plans to de-dollarize, to work together economically using their currencies. Their tech world is working feverishly to put together a CBD system, central bank currency, amongst them, a way that they can trade with digital currency, not using America's or the Western currency system with the World Economic Forum. And their high-tech, the top people in these countries are putting together a system that they can use that cannot be sabotaged by the CIA or even the Mossad or British agencies. They have to protect themselves against sanctions. They're working quickly to put that system together. Also, they are thinking that at some point they may put together some kind of a board to be the center delegation or like at the UN committees, but it will be representatives from each of the nations that will have a way to present, you know, their case. This is very interesting that this just came out. Putin said that there's probably going to be some kind of a steering committee amongst these nations. There needs to be, because China is way too ambitious. China is focused on 2049, world hegemony by 2049. These other nations need this mechanism to keep China in check. I'm kind of deviating from Joe Biden, but I think I better while I'm thinking about this. Vietnam and China, there are some, they're in a conflict. There are some tensions. China has just decided that it is going to basically be the ruling country in the north, in the South China Sea. Well, that's most of Vietnam's coast. And Vietnam is not going to allow China to take the oceans off of her coasts as China's property. No way. Vietnam, the Philippines, Vietnam's working with Japan, going to be working with other nations in response to China's aggressive nature. China is making her, well, China's just decided she's going to take what she wants. And these other nations are deciding we have to join together to keep China in check. What's going to happen in this coming, with this, what's going to happen in the Democrat Party? Who is going to, you know, the cream is going to rise to the top. Who is going to be the new king of America? Is it going to be Donald Trump? Is it going to be Joe Biden staying in office? Is it going to be Kamala Harris? Like the articles that what is coming out now, the innuendo is that Barack Obama, he is beginning to push, nudge, bring himself into the forefront once again. The Biden administration is saying that the Obama machine is trying to basically move them out of position so that the Obama machine can move right in. Well, for those that have listened to my programs before in the past, I do know that we have to pay death. I mean, we have to pay taxes. Everybody dies. The old term, taxes and death, or death and taxes, two things that are, you know, everybody dies and everybody pays taxes. And I say that the only candidate to rule this country in the future is not Donald Trump, is not Biden. Biden, it's over. Biden is finished. No matter what the Democrat Party behind Biden desires to do, whatever they attempt to do, it will fail. He is over. But in the Democrat Party, there's only one person that, like I'd read the articles early in the week, that the people of this country would trust to once again take the helm, Barack Obama. The Uniparty would accept Barack Obama. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Haven't heard much about Mitch lately, have you? Mitch is not well. Mitch is up there too. Mitch has some problems. But Donald Trump, the only person of the previous presidents that was not an insider, he was not a globalist, he was never invited to the party, but he still attended. He became president. He was a, I've used the term before, you have closed systems politically where people that are not Yale, Harvard, Princeton graduates are not allowed to the party. They have to be affiliated with certain oligarchies, with the royals, with the rulers. Donald Trump was none of the above. Donald Trump is an outsider. He went to their military academies, their universities, but he was never part of, never part of that crowd. It's like Stanley Kubrick was able to make movies of the people that were very powerful in Europe. And he really wanted to join and be part of who they were, what they were. But he was not invited. The same with Donald Trump. You have to be invited. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Weekdays 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On Sunday, on the radio, the station, we have here in the studio, we broadcast from our towers in Johnstown, Colorado on 1360KHNC.com for streaming and podcasts. Also in studio, we have internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Streaming also from this site, AmericanFreedomNetwork.com, of course. And then in the evenings on the radio station out of the towers, 6 to 7, I air the first hour, which is this hour, on the radio site, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. Our programs will be streamed also at 1360KHNC.com for that hour. I want to, I'm not going to skip this opportunity to present principles that the occult world and the non-occult world have to abide by. I don't know if I say we use the word abide. There are principles that Christ presented in the scripture. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. So those who are servants of the devil, they get rain on them. The sun, I think the sun rises on the good and the evil. So we both exist on the same track, going the same direction, but they don't get everything. They don't get it all. We don't get it all. And what I mean by that is the servants of the devil, they have to abide by cosmic principles. And they operate in darkness. They operate in a closed system. They operate in a system that they are protected in. Politicians in Washington, D.C. are in a system politically, and they're protected. But in that system, in that crowd, there are those who are in the occult, in secret societies, the Illuminati, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, etc. The Bushes, the Clintons, Obamas, Reagan was, Carter, and no one is allowed in their system, generally. Donald Trump was placed by God in that system. He is an outsider from a spiritual perspective. He is not allowed in their power structure. It's not allowed. And when Donald Trump won the election in 2016, they were perplexed. They were shocked. They were awestruck. How is it they can be put in that system? How could he end up as president of the United States in a system that has been Rockefeller controlled since 1901 or 5 or 15? How did this happen? It's because God sovereignly arranged for his purposes that Trump would be placed. I repeat this repeatedly because a prophecy, a great prophecy, is about to expire. The great prophecy of Revelation 17, verse 9 and 10. The riddle of the seven kings, the seven final presidents of the United States of America. That riddle, that prophecy, is about to come to an end. Donald Trump is the seventh president in a group of seven that he was not allowed to be part of. But the first six kings, the first six individuals, all involved in the occult, starting from Carter to Obama, Trump does not attend their secret gatherings. He's different. But God placed him in that position to give the American people a little bit of time to breathe. He was the eye of the hurricane. I use that analogy all the time. He's the eye of the hurricane. This prophecy is time sensitive. It had a beginning. It will have an end. It will have a conclusion. The beginning of that prophecy was with the election of Jimmy Carter. The end of the prophecy will be the return of Barack Obama. Then the prophecy will now be completely alive in view and hopefully understood. In the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, Joseph, Jacob's young son, one of the youngest, next to the youngest boy, he, through a series of events and betrayals, he ends up in prison in Egypt. He has interpretations for the butler and the baker. I'd like you to read that. When Joseph is betrayed by his brothers, sold as a slave, and he ends up in Pharaoh's prison. The baker and the butler have dreams. Joseph interprets the dreams. The butler is restored to power. The baker has his head removed. And then Pharaoh has a dream about 7 years of hardship, seven years of great blessing in their agriculture, and then 7 years of hardship. The 7 years of blessing, the earth brought forth the grains and the cattle and enough grass for the cattle to be fat. I'm going to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'll return.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. Please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
People do want to know the present truth. People do want to know what really happens behind closed doors in the political world, in the power structure of this country. I'm talking about presenting to you the matter of closed systems Our politics is a closed system. Yes, some people get in. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun rises on the good and the evil. So the evil, they don't get to control what happens in Washington, D.C. They don't get a control at all. They will, after this election season ends, they will, use the term Democrat, the occult party will rule America. Little by little, they will begin to remove anybody that is not part of their system. And by 3 years out, roughly, everybody of power, anybody that has power in any administration in this country will be appointed. I believe there will come a time when there will be no more elections. Elections for governors, I think the 50-state system is going to go away. I'm going to dump a lot on you. This is a dump, a burst. There won't be 50 states. They're going to reduce it to regions, 10 regions probably. Appointed leaders of each region, within each region, broken down into sections, appointed people to each section. Is this possible? I'll give you the best example for those that have studied German history. Exactly what happened in Germany will happen in this country. Everyone in a position of any type of authority will be a member in the occult. They will not be appointed if they have not sworn allegiance to secret societies. And behind the secret society, there is a God, the God of darkness. This is a burst, a dump, a closed system. Joseph is in Egypt. He interprets the dream for Pharaoh. The cattle will be fat. The grain harvest will be magnificent, but hard times are coming. Pharaoh said he didn't have the wisdom to understand it, so he put Joseph in charge. Joseph is now entered into a system of the Pharaohs, a system that outsiders are never allowed in. It never happens. You're not allowed in that system. It's for family only. Well, there's a family that's coming, and no one is going to be invited. Donald Trump, in this group of seven final presidents of the U.S., he was not one of the family members in the occult. How did he get in? By God, for a plan and a purpose to slow things down, because the people that will eventually rule the world wanted to rule the world 8 years early. They wanted to rule the world almost 7 years ago. Donald Trump stopped it. If Donald Trump would not have stopped it, they would rule the world. They would have ruled not only America perfectly, they would have ruled the world. America, the Rockefeller plan to rule the whole entire earth would have occurred. The New World Order would have been completely successful. Donald Trump, hate him, agree with him, dislike him, love him. If you view him from the Bible, you will see that he was God's gift to this country and the nations. And literally, I mean that. He's a civil servant. He's not a priest. He's a civil servant that was strategically put in power in the United States of America to stop the Rockefeller plan for world hegemony from coming to pass. If Hillary would have won, that plan, that family would have succeeded in owning the whole entire globe. This was the plan of Nebuchadnezzar, the Greeks, the Romans, the only ones who really pretty much have a almost moment was the British. But the one that's going to have, that almost had a greater almost moment was America. If Hillary would have won, this world would be controlled by one family, the Rockefeller family. This was Rockefeller's vision, John D. Rockefeller. His vision wasn't just railroads and oil. His vision was own a city, New York, and eventually own the country. And he passed that vision on to his children, to his son, John D. Rockefeller Jr., who had the five boys. And this basketball team, they almost did it. And it took a team of five. Nelson, David, Winthrop, Lawrence, I believe it is, and Morgan. These men had planned to take over the world. I'm going to dump more in the next hour. America'sFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth Program, 11 to 1, Monday through Friday.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
So I'm presenting the concept, a spiritual principle. It is a cosmic law that Satan has a right to build his kingdom, and he chooses who will put in power to build that kingdom. Pharaoh, it was a family with Egypt. Nobody was allowed in that system, but God sovereignly worked, arranged things, betrayal for Joseph. He ends up in Pharaoh's prison. Pharaoh has a dream. Joseph interprets the dream. Pharaoh puts Joseph in position as second in the kingdom, a closed system. But nevertheless, he had to be there to, he had the wisdom to store the grain and to feed the cattle for the hard times that were coming. And there were hard times coming. Donald Trump had to stop Satan's plan in allowing Hillary Clinton to become president. Because if she would have become president, the whole world now would be, for the first time in mankind's history, a family ruling the whole globe. They would own the globe. The New World Order would have begun to bring in all the wealth, the riches, and control everything. Donald Trump was put in a closed system by God. He's an outsider. He's not an insider. He attends their dinners. He funds their campaigns. But he is not invited to the family get-together, to the family parties, to the secret parties of these people. There was a lot of witchcraft in Egypt, and Joseph was not invited to those occult parties. But he did marry a woman who was a priest. She was the daughter of a high priest. But she became sanctified by her birth to Joseph. That's another deep thought I don't have time for. I'm going to continue with this matter of closed systems in the next hour. The podcast will be 2 hours on 1360khnc.com. We've just about tweaked everything. So the 2 hours of the Present Truth program will be archived on 1360khnc.com. You're listening to the program on americasfreedomnetwork.com. So these two sites, the same company or the same station, just two ways, internet radio and the airwaves with towers made of steel and aluminum. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll continue in about 5.5 minutes.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have